on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do it Wednesdays on the program. Your chance to ask any and all questions of your member of Congress. And we lock that in on his schedule from, 10 to 11 North Dakota time each and every Wednesday. Your telephone calls, questions, and comments welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I just found a copy of the sports page from Tuesday. This is yesterday's sports page for the Bismarck Tribune. They do a nice thing. I don't know that the Forum or the Herald does this regularly. I've seen it before, but they have the stats in here, Todd, for all the former University of North Dakota players currently in the NHL, right there on page 3D of Tuesday's Tribune. And isn't it amazing? I'm starting to dream of Sioux hockey because, of course, they're playing Western Michigan this weekend, and I'm not going to get there Friday because I'll be down in the Twin Cities. Actually, tomorrow's program comes to you from Tioga. We'll be at Nested Consulting Service. Friday, we will be at the Bakken Opportunities Conference, third annual event in Minneapolis. Guess who the keynote speaker is?
You?
Todd Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman Kevin Cramer is the keynoter. I think I'm just emceeing or something like that. But anyway, Congressman Cramer is speaking to the group. And it's really kind of a movers and shakers of Minnesota. Really fascinating to watch those because you've got all those Minnesota folks that really... Don't tell any of them, but especially down in the Twin Cities, they kind of get a snootful of themselves, you know, that they're really a big deal. You know, they're big Fortune 500 companies, and we've got Pillsbury, and we've got, we've got Honeywell, and we've got, XL Energy, and they kind of get a little, big for their britches down there every now and then.
No kidding.
And now...
I can say that. I'm from there. I can say that.
All these Minnesota folks get in a room and they gush about what's going on in North Dakota. So it's kind of fun to be there and soak it all in. So anyway, I'll be doing the show Friday from there. And then, by the way, transported courtesy of Cirrus. Cirrus the cloud. Only this is Cirrus the plane, the North Dakota-made plane. So Gary Black, actually, from Cirrus is going to be displaying his fine wares there. They have a jet now, too,
Wow.
But we're going to go down to the SR-22 on...
What are we getting that What's in Your Mind jet, so you don't have to do all that driving to Tioga?
Don't need a jet. Don't need a jet. Just give me a little
It's not about need.
Little Cirrus, That thing gets around the state amazingly well. So anyway, you're going to head down there because I'll be coming, of course, all the way from Tioga to Minneapolis, which, if you haven't noticed, is a bit of a pull.
I was going
to
say.
So I'll do the drive from Tioga to Minneapolis to Fargo, and then we'll hop aboard Cirrus and head down to the Twin Cities. But Congressman Cramer will be doing that. And then Saturday, I'm speaking actually at a group of Patriots in Alexandria Saturday afternoon at 2, and then I'm going to zip up and watch a little Sioux hockey. But thanks to the Bismarck Tribune, I know that the former Sioux by the name of Jonathan Toews is leading the Sioux alum in the NHL now. 58 points on this kid. 46 for T.J. Oshie. Zach Parise at 38. Just some juggernauts here. Drew Stafford, 24 points. Brock Nelson, 19 points. Oh, I forgot Travis Zajac, New Jersey Devil, 30 points. So lots of fun. I'm kind of dreaming of Sioux hockey this weekend. Last regular season.
Who hockey?
Oh, don't even start with me. Don't even start.
What are we calling that school?
No mood for that today.
We are
get away
the
from me.
Bismarck affiliate of UND Men's Hockey.
Yeah. All right,
don't get me in trouble today.
Our special guest, ladies and gentlemen, who joins us every Wednesday, Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us from Washington, D.C. today, where the United States House is in session. Hello, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Scott, and it'll always be the Sioux.
Thank you. So if a congressman says that, I'm just going to say, if Cramer says that, I'm saying it.
Do not speak for a clear channel.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting that in there, because Scott doesn't realize is mine is the phone that rings. Hey, you guys aren't getting it right again, and then I got to go give everybody the same speech. I know, and old habits die hard, and Scott was the announcer for 55,000 years. I get all that.
How did you know?
Well, the second they call you and say that they would like me to no longer use that, you just pass that along.
Okay.
In the meantime, I hear nothing.
You
know, I know nothing.
Have them call
I see
you.
No. If it happens of its own natural volition, then fine.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, so I mentioned to the group you'll be speaking to the Bakken Opportunities Conference in Minneapolis on Friday, and we just wrapped up a conversation with Jack Girard, who says hi, by the way, and that you and your colleagues over in the Senate are doing a fine job. He said he loves telling the story of North Dakota, and he just had a conversation with folks in leadership that want to come to North Dakota. So I'm guessing they're tired of hearing from you about wanting to come out here. So.
Well, as you know, Scott, I had a number last year that came out to North Dakota, and this year the requests are like quadrupled. And in fact, Jack Girard testified in a hearing last week, right after I did. I don't want to say it's not normal, but it's not that usual that members of Congress testify in congressional hearings, but Senator Blumenthal and I testified in the rail safety hearing before the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee last week. And after that hearing, I had a number of members, the less traditional ones. It's easy, you know, energy and commerce members that have come out and they want to continue to come out. Same with Natural Resources Committee members. But now, of course, the transportation and infrastructure members are going, well, that really is sort of an interesting story. Now they want to come out. So there are a lot of people that want to come and see it for themselves.
It is pretty extraordinary. And what is the value of that? We just had a conversation with a caller before the break that said, why bother? Why bother bringing somebody here from the Obama administration? You're never going to change their mind no matter what's going on here. You had interaction, obviously, with the EPA administrator. Gina McCarthy, who was here on Friday, does it matter? Does it make a difference?
I think it matters. I think it matters greatly. I mean, at the very least, you know, it demonstrates to your stakeholders and to industry folks that we take it seriously, that we're able to give them a platform more than anything. We have a platform every day. You know, we're out here, we're talking to these people every day. But to provide the platform for the industry folks and for local officials and, you know, mayors and county commissioners and everybody else to be able to talk to these folks, I think is valuable. And from time to time, Scott, it actually does make a difference in the outcome. And, you know, it remains to be seen in terms of the greenhouse gas rule or in terms of the renewable fuel standards, what the administrator will do and what the Obama administration will do. But I think you have to take, I'm an eternal optimist, and I think you have to take some benefit and assume some benefit from just having them express the interest to come out, because it's not easy. It'd be easy not to come to North Dakota if you, if you're truly anti-fossil fuel. It'd be easy to stay away and not address the crowd. But I think you have to give credit to Administrator McCarthy, who came out. I take her at her word. I think she's sincere. I, frankly, and most Republican members of Congress think that she cares and she wants to do the right thing. Now, she may have some limitations on that given her boss, but you know what? I'm going to remain optimistic.
If nothing else, it's inconvenient for them, is it not, just to see the story unfold?
It's inconvenient to see the story unfold. And let's remember, Scott, and you're hearing a lot these days. It warms my heart, frankly, to hear people on the national news networks talking about the role of oil and gas development, domestic oil and gas development, and transportation and export opportunities in the context of what's going on in Russia and the Ukraine. You know me, you've heard me many times say I prefer not to talk about energy independence, but rather talk about energy security. We are seeing it played out, the importance of energy security played out on the global stage right now, and our president's lack of commitment to energy security played out on the world stage as we see Vladimir Putin, frankly, playing us for suckers, and I don't like it very much, and I think we have an opportunity this week to do something about it. The president could approve the Keystone XL pipeline as a demonstration of our commitment to energy security. He could start approving more of these. There are 24 applications for liquid natural gas export terminals in the United States that the Department of Energy has been sitting on. They've approved 6 of the 24. We have the lowest cost natural gas in the world. We could be providing our European allies and trading partners with lower cost natural gas, improving jobs in the United States while at the same time improving relationships and further isolating Vladimir Putin as he ought to be isolated. We could be approving more permits on public lands. and offshore in the United States, making us not only independent, but like I said, secure and giving us an opportunity to be the leader in the world in setting the price, or at least helping the market set the price for fossil fuels, and regain our position as at the front of the stage.
We got a call from Mike and Mandan for Jack Girard about why there was a ban on exports, and I know you've been pushing for ending the oil export ban. I want you to, when we come back from the break, connect the dots, if you would, on Keystone Pipeline or ending the ban and how that helps with the situation,
sure.
Ukraine, Russia. So we'll do that when we come back. We also have calls waiting to White in Western North Dakota, and we have a caller from Maui. From Maui, that might be our first. I don't know. Well, we're going to have to ask, where the good pie places are in Maui, because that's got to go on the pie chart coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay
pineapple
tuned.
Pie.
There you go, exactly.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
And we continue on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for the weekly talk radio town hall. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome on the program. Connect the dots for me, would you? Because you talk about, hey, Keystone XL pipeline would be a great way to demonstrate that, in this international debate and this focus that's going on with Russia and Ukraine right now, plus obviously ending the export ban, why does that matter?
Sure. Well, on the Keystone XL, the first most obvious thing about the Keystone XL is it would deliver oil sands oil from Alberta to the United States for processing, and the capacity of that line and the volume of that Canadian oil into the United States would displace replace half of the oil that we currently get from the Middle East. So that's right there is about as, strong argument for the national security advantages. The other thing is, of course, it provides another 100,000 barrels or more per day of North Dakota Bakken crude into the refineries in the Gulf Coast, which, of course, has security implications and certainly economic implications for North Dakota producers and royalty owners. And, of course, it also, would relieve the highways and the railroad tracks of some of that burden. The other thing about it, though, and so in the context of of security, energy security, it obviously has obvious ramifications. With regard to the export, the way I always like to do is I like to put it in the context of food because we understand that so well in North Dakota. Can you imagine if we banned the export of food products, of agricultural commodities? I mean, over half of the grain grown in North Dakota is shipped overseas. Out of the Pacific Northwest. So what's that have to do? Well, it has a lot to do with our economy. It obviously helps our farmers. But it also helps us because we're now trading. We're enhancing our exports, which means that our trade deficit can become a trade surplus, and certainly it is in the area of food. That security, when we're trading around the country, our product, we actually help bring consumer prices down. I know people think, no, if you lock in the supply with the demand locally or domestically, it keeps prices down. That's not necessarily the case because, remember, we're still importing from other countries. So when you're exporting, you affect the world market. That's why the WTI is priced lower than Brent. It's the global market versus the domestic market. And we ought to be that player. So you have, on the one hand, you have goodwill, you have trading partners, you also incent more development. And when you incent more development with more markets, that means we're going to have more jobs created, good paying jobs created right here in the United States. So, trade, when you can do it, is always better than not doing it, as long as you have good agreements and free trade.
Dwight, listening on 550 KFIRE in Western North Dakota, question for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Dwight.
Hey, Congressman Cramer. A question, wondering what is being done to offset the cost of living for federal employees in the Bakken area.
Sure. Great question. It's quite a bit, actually, but we need a lot more. So it, part of the agreed-upon budget that we passed that led to, of course, the omnibus spending bill for this current year, we were able to get an amendment in there that freed up the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, and the federal agencies in the Bakken to pay more than the normal General Services Administration rates for key employees. So what they consider to be key employees in the Bakken are, geologists and engineers, petrochemical engineers, folks like that. I've argued, and in fact, as recently as last week, I argued in a hearing in the Natural Resource Committee that we need to expand that to all employees because, take for example, and I don't know the exact scale, Dwight, but like a GS-7 or GS-8, I think is somewhere around a $12 an hour position. Might be an administrative assistant or a receptionist person at a federal office in the Bakken. I think their pay scale is around $12 an hour. Well, obviously, you're not going to keep a receptionist at $12 an hour in the Bakken. So we need to give them more flexibility, which we've also done, which we did as part of some of our energy bills that we passed in the House. So a package of them, I don't know, a month or so ago, that included a number of bills that I was a sponsor of, that gave more flexibility to local managers, allowing them to keep more of the fees, for example, that are generated by the activity there in the Bakken, and then also have more flexibility in paying people more, recognizing that it's the most expensive place in America to live. And so when you have a growing standard of living, you ought to make sure that the quality of life remains as well, and that we hang on to good public employees whose job is to help the private sector continue to be profitable and successful as well. We have great people in the Bakken in our federal agencies. I just can't say enough good things about our folks at BLM, at the Forest Service out in McKenzie County. They're doing a yeoman's job against a lot of odds, working against them, wanting to do the right thing. We just need to make sure on our end in Washington that we're giving them the tools to be successful at it.
Appreciate the call, Dwight. Let's get Betty Joe in here, who's calling from Maui. This might be a first. I don't know if we've had a call. Todd, have we had a call from Maui before on What's On Your Mind?
Not on What's On Your Mind. I had one. I have to put an asterisk on the K-Fire Cafe only because it was the son of somebody that we were talking with. So this might be the first non-family call from...
As usual, you plowed the ground on the K-Fire Cafe for us.
But we're going to have the best coconut cream pie in America.
Well, somebody's already emailed us that Cam Coda's Bakery had the best pie on the planet in Maui. So, Betty Jo, are you aware of that?
Anything, anywhere you eat coconut cream pie in Maui is phenomenal compared to North Dakota right now.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
I would have to say, I'm not a big pie person, but the tiramisu at Marco's, is out of this world.
Yeah. I guess I could chew on a napkin if I was doing it in Maui. It would be it'd be a delicacy. So you've reminded me how. Never mind. I just wish I was where you are, Betty Jo. But what's on your mind today?
Okay, Kevin, I know this is the third week in a row, but as you read in the papers lately, Spirit Lake lost their director of social services again. And I think that a statement he made saying it was just luck that no kid died on his watch is a pretty, pretty big statement. When are we going to run out of time and we're going to have another dead kid? What's happening?
Well, we continue. I know you're probably tired of me 3 weeks in a row, too, saying this. We continue. In fact, I met as recently as this morning on the issue of accountability with not just with the tribe, Betty Jo, as you know, but also the overseeing agency, the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And getting the attention of a lot of people is no small matter around here on a topic like this. So I just keep pounding. We met this morning. There is progress being made on the accountability side. I will tell you, I did visit just very briefly last week with the chairman and, believe he's doing, trying to do the right things and just said, let me know what you need in terms of the tools. So, we'll just keep trying and hope like heck. I hate to rely on luck, Betty Jo. I really do. But I can tell you this is a heavier lift than I would have anticipated in terms of capturing the imagination of a lot of other people.
Thanks for the call, Betty Jo. We do need to take a break. When we come back, we have Tim driving by Jamestown. We have an email question on the renewable fuel standard and lots more to cover with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnan, and Congressman Kevin Cramer is with us. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do it Wednesdays in the 10 o'clock hour on What's on Your Mind, and a wonderful opportunity for you to bring any and all issues before your member of Congress. So here's what you do. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here is an email from a listener. Ask Kevin to expand on the ability for the RFS, which I believe is the Renewable Fuel Standard, to remain intact and explain the value to the farmers in North Dakota, especially the east central and eastern part of the state, and also energy independence from imports in the Middle East.
Sure. Well, the Renewable Fuel Standard was put into place, some years ago. I guess it was maybe even 2005, something like that. And basically what it is it's a mandate for certain volume, a certain number of gallons of biofuels to be, part of the mix. Okay, so that renewable fuel standard can continue to sort of increase systematically over the years. And this year, Gina McCarthy, the EPA administrator and the EPA in general, announced a proposal to roll back the number of gallons. So the number of gallons in the renewable fuel standard this year in 2014 was to be 18 billion gallons, roughly. It would have been mandated to be a part of the nation's fuel supply. The change that was proposed would cut that total in 2014 by about 3 billion gallons, which would be a rollback of about 2 years or so. Now, the mandate, the law has this mandate in it, but it also gave flexibility to the EPA to change the RFS should certain conditions demand it. And the conditions that sort of require at least if not a rollback, a slowing of their RFS, which is more what I advocate, comes as a result of a decrease in demand or a slowing in demand. And that the slowing in demand is due to a couple of factors. One is that, of course, we have much more fuel efficient vehicles than we had at the time that the mandate was created. And we also, of course, have a very bad economy in this country. And it's hard to believe sitting in North Dakota, but we do. There's just not the demand. And so consequently, refiners aren't ramped up to meet that demand. Obviously, if you have a shrinking demand but a growing volume, in other words, it's not a percentage, even though we're used to numbers like E10 and E15, and the growing demand or the growing volumes are intended to get to that E15 point and all these choices, for example, going all the way up to E85, you're talking about a shrinking pie, speaking of pie. And so it really is, nearly impossible to continue to grow this RFS in this current environment. That said, billions of dollars of investment have been put in place, certainly in North Dakota at at the various refineries and at the processing facilities. And it's unfair, in my view, whether you like the RFS or, you know, hate it, it's unfair to set a set of rules in the middle of one decade only, you know, to have less than a decade later the rules change so dramatically that your multi-billion dollar investments are, you know, are no longer good. So we're saying, look, I'm saying anyway, I think that it's, we all understand that we can't be held harmless by a bad economy. You know, not all of us are going to be able to be held harmless while others hurt. But at the same time, you know, we need to review this very, very carefully. Obviously, the RFS has been good for corn farmers and corn prices, and because it's increased demand for the products that are used for creating biofuels, in this case ethanol specifically. There are other obviously biofuels, biodiesel that uses other crops. We're just asking for a more balanced approach to carrying out the mandate by the EPA.
All right, let's go to Tim, driving near Jamestown, listening on KFIRE. Wants to talk energy efficiency. Tim, you're up for Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Hi, Scott. Tim Fisher, Congressman Kramer. Great talking to you. Scott, world-class show today, API and Congressman Kramer.
You're killing me. By the way, this is the Tim Fisher from Energy Matters on a whole host of stations all throughout the Northern Plains, who will be my guest at the very event that you're going to be at, Congressman Kramer, in Golden Valley, Minnesota, there in the Twin Cities suburbs on Friday. So we're looking forward to that. Nice to have you join us on the program here, Mr. Fisher.
Thanks, Scott. But I mean, what a great show, Congressman. On our show yesterday, we talked about energy security off of the cues that you have given. Just prior to that, I got back from Texas, and nowhere in Texas do they have a show like that's going on today. And nowhere in Texas, from what I've seen, do they have access to a congressman such as North Dakota has to you and the knowledge that you have. But what I wanted to talk about was when you talked about energy security, the light came on this morning that energy security is not only about the United States, but the United States energy security is also that of the world. And imagine in the Black Sea, if we were sending ships in there right now without that had refined fuels that came down the XL pipeline and liquid natural gas leaving from 26 export facilities in the United States, we would basically be cutting off the majority of the income to Russia, and you would defeat them via energy security. So my thoughts to you is that you're ahead of the curve, and I know that the opponents hate it when you're right, but you're spot on with this, and that's my 2 cents worth. That's how I pulled over on the side of the road outside of Jamestown. Thanks for what you do.
Well, thanks, Tim, and you articulated it beautifully. I was quoted in the Grand Forks Herald a couple of days ago when this Ukraine thing was early in the, you know, in the news, and saying basically that this very thing, that the best way to isolate Vladimir Putin would be to produce more oil and gas and refined products and get them to our European allies so that our European adversaries, you know, aren't the supplier of choice. And our president just doesn't seem to get it. I mean, I'm in fact, with that same thing in mind, it's interesting. Today I'll be at a classified briefing on missile defense, because as you also know, this president is talking about dramatic cuts to our military. He's wanted to unilaterally disarm our missile defenses, to the point where I was able to get an amendment along with Cynthia Lummis from Wyoming and Steve Daines of Montana that ensures through our budget and process and through our appropriations bill that the administration cannot spend any money on an EIS designed to, you know, to remove our missiles, our intercontinental ballistic missiles in Minot and the other two bases in Wyoming and Montana, to which Chuck Hagel, after the bill passed and the president signed it into law, within a couple of weeks, Chuck Hagel announced they were going to do it. And, you know, I don't know why I'm not surprised, but I don't think this administration takes seriously America's role in securing the world. Now, that's not to say the world's policemen, but we have significant interests, allies, and trading partners in Europe and other parts of the world that demand better leadership than we're getting right now out of our president. And I appreciate Tim's recognition of fossil fuel development in that area, but there are lots of other areas as well that we're just demonstrating way too much weakness as opposed to the strength that Ronald Reagan once was able to present.
Appreciate the call, Tim. Thanks, Abaj. Let's go next to a caller from Western North Dakota. John has a question about the Ukraine situation. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, see, as far as exports, I don't know. We know that the oil ban on exports goes back to the 70s.
Right.
You want to export more natural gas? We see a lot of industries in this country that are protesting that. They use natural gas.
Yeah.
They think the prices are going to go up if you want to push this natural gas overseas. So they've got to be listened to, too. I look at USA yesterday in the money section. Here's the columnist. He says the founder of eBay, you probably know him, huh, Kevin?
I've not met him.
He's worth a billion or two, they say.
Yeah.
He's been funding hand in glove with the Obama administration protest groups in the Ukraine the last couple of years. Now, there are people right of center that wonder about us pushing NATO and whatever you want to call to the east. We're never going to defend those groups, whether it's Poland or whether it's Ukraine, but some want to keep pushing NATO to the east.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where is this going to lead? Now, I want to say this. I've got a Geographic magazine. They wrote it a couple of years ago. The woman traveled around the Crimea. You know a little about the Crimea, I guess.
We certainly do lately, yeah.
They have all kinds of groups there, and they got a lot of pro-Russians there.
Their yes, they
fleet,
do.
Their fleet has been there for decades, and they want to be connected with the Russia. And so this is what you got. You've had how many different administrations in the Ukraine in the last decade? And I guess they voted in this latest guy that skipped the country. I guess he must have been voted in. And, you want to fund these groups over there. I don't think we'd be happy if Putin, and we know what he is, if
right.
he started funding protest groups down on the Mexican border. That wouldn't go over, would it?
No, but, John, one of the things I think that maybe where you and I differ, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I think you make some relevant points that the Ukraine leader who was duly elected was the one that was ousted by protests. But at the same time, it's their country, it's their protests. But I think the one thing that we've seemed to ignore from time to time is that we are still talking about old Russia here. Vladimir Putin is a representative of KGB pro-Soviet style Russia, which is our adversary and not to be taken lightly. And the other thing is that it sort of ignores American exceptionalism, that we are different, that we are better, that our style of freedom is the best in the world, and that carries with it a certain responsibility to be guarded. Now, with regard to Poland as an example, and I'd go all the way back to when the president first got elected, one of the first things he did was he reneged on our deal with NATO to provide missile defense for Poland, to allow them to defend themselves and for us to help defend Poland a breakoff, of course, from the Soviet Union. Well, that very first act was a demonstration that I think of naivety, if I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, naivety about what Russia is all about and what the Soviet Union is all about, and that we are different. We are different than that, and that we want to be promoters of liberty and freedom. Because in the end, the long run, what that means is that means more trading partners, more members of NATO, more allies in Europe, not the more adversaries. And unfortunately, now we're going backwards.
All right. Gina McCarthy was here. You were interacting with her. We referenced that earlier, the EPA administrator. What's your takeaway?
Well, my takeaway was, first of all, it was, at the very least, as I said, it was therapeutic for a bunch of folks that were able to get stuff off their chest directly with the administrator. I think she heard loud and clear. She had, she had good answers. I mean, one of the takeaways was that she said, hey, we're not going to use carbon capture as the technology for the new source performance standard, the performance standards
hold
for
that
existing
thought.
Power.
Kevin, hold that thought. If you want more with Congressman Kevin Cramer after break, John and Grand Forks waiting too. We'll get to you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, a short segment here, so we're going to go to a lightning round. Two calls waiting and tons of topics we haven't covered yet. Just to finish on the EPA administrator's visit, specifically, the coal industry is watching very closely this attempt to regulate greenhouse gases and, in effect, just destroy the industry. Where are we at with it?
Well, okay, so the EPA's greenhouse gas rule is based on carbon capture and sequestration technology being the technology of choice. I sit on the Science and the Space and Technology Committee, where we have had hearings on whether they've adequately demonstrated that it is feasible technology. I feel like we've adequately demonstrated it is not. If they can't meet that standard, then the rule can't be permitted to continue, and of course that won't stop them. So we have a bill that I'll be debating it today, in fact, on the floor, and we'll pass it, I'm sure, tomorrow. It's sometimes known as the Whitfield Mansion Bill. We call it the Electricity Security and Affordability Act. It's bipartisan, bicameral. Joe Manchin, Democrat, in the Senate's carrying it there. Ed Whitfield, chairman of the Energy Committee here, is carrying it. I'm a co-sponsor. What that bill does is says we're going to give you the tools to adequately demonstrate it by requiring 12 consecutive years of demonstration on six power plants, six different units, three of which have to be lignite, thank you very much. And for 12 months, you have to demonstrate that this technology is feasible and works. And until that time, then we can't go forward. So we'll pass that. It's really going to be up to Senate Democrats from coal-producing states to make sure it gets to the floor in the Senate, because Joe Manchin, while he's a Democrat from West Virginia, has a heavy lift. John Hoeven is the co-sponsor of the bill in the Senate. So we're going to need those pro-energy senators. And maybe with Mary Landrieu now, the new chairman of the Energy Committee in the Senate, she's from Louisiana, an energy-producing state, maybe we'll have a chance to get it on the Senate floor. But it's a really important bill, and I'm quite enthused about the prospects of passing it.
Senator Heitkamp has tied a lot of her energy policy to similar policies of Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, also a coal state. Is she a sponsor?
I don't know that if she is. I don't know that she's a sponsor, but this certainly is the kind of thing I would think that, that she'd support. It's certainly strongly supported by the lignite industry in North Dakota and the utilities.
All right, and so you're sponsoring it, Senator Hoeven sponsoring it, and we don't know. Right now she's not listed as a sponsor, but... that could change.
Yeah, we have a number of sponsors in the House, 80-some sponsors, several Democrats that are sponsors. I expect it'll be a pretty good bipartisan vote tomorrow. It's scheduled to be voted on tomorrow. I think we're going to debate late this afternoon or early evening.
All right, John in Grand Forks, quick question for Congressman Kramer. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I'll shorten this real quick. Fossil fuels, when they talk about, if we moved away from them, is there any discussion in Congress about the byproducts of fossil fuels? How would you replace anything from plastic to aspirin? I mean, the byproducts are so vast. How would you replace them if we didn't have fossil fuels?
Well, it's a great question, John. And in fact, it reminds me, maybe there's an opportunity there for me to even call for an oversight hearing in the Science, Space, and Technology Committee on that specific topic. I've not thought a lot about it. It's not like electricity or energy or, automobiles are the only thing that run on fossil fuels. There are lots of fossil fuel byproducts. One only has to go over to, Western North Dakota to see a lot of them being produced at the Great Plains Syn Fuels plant and Beulah. Obviously, there are a lot of agricultural products. We're hearing a lot more about, of course, fertilizer plants, things like that. So, great point. I don't hear a lot of discussion about it, I guess, to answer your question directly, John.
Kelly in Williston, listening on KCJB, quickly with your question for the Congressman, Kelly.
Yeah, it's a little off topic, but I just wanted to say that we need to get back on the right side of Israel. There's prophecies in the Bible that in the end times, the war that comes upon Israel, there's going to be burying of bodies for 7 years, and Israel's going to win. I don't think we want to be on their bad side, and I think this president's wrong the way he's been treating them, and we need to turn all this around and get back to blessed Israel so that we have blessings for ourselves.
Yeah. So Kelly raises an interesting and important biblical perspectives regarding the people of Israel and Israel's history in this world, and I share my affection for Israel, as a follower of Jesus and a person who believes the scripture is true. But if you didn't believe any of that stuff, there are plenty of reasons for the United States to be more supportive of Israel and Israel's efforts, and it's part of why I'm, you know, it's part of why this whole Russian thing is problematic, because you've got, you know, you've got Iran, Russia's ally, watching our behavior there, watching our behavior in Syria, watching now the further complexities of the Middle East problems with Syria splashing over into Saudi Arabia. And all of this has implications because, for no other reason, because of our relationship with Israel and Israel's juxtaposition geographically with the Middle East. And so Kelly raises, again, the biblical perspective. I think it's probably true and accurate, but even if you didn't believe that perspective, Israel's our strongest ally and partner in freedom-loving democracy in the Middle East.
If we're allowed to use the F word on Ash Wednesday, that being flood, let me quickly ask you for 30 seconds about flood insurance reform and flood control funding. 30 seconds is all we have on this one.
Well, we were able to pass a bill last night, the flood insurance reform bill, that not identical to the Senate version. It's identical in a couple of ways, the most important probably being that we continued with the instructing FEMA to continue extending exemptions for flood-proofed basements, which is very important in the Fargo, Moorhead area, and Minot and other places. But we also try to put we're putting the National Flood Insurance Program on better financial footing, because right now it's $24 billion in arrears, and if we continue for a few more years not addressing this, not only will it
bad
go
deal.
Deeper in the
bad, rear, absolutely bad deal. Tell you what, we'll pick up those topics and a couple others when we catch up with Congressman Kramer Friday, because we didn't get to all the questions today and the topics through that Friday from the Bakken Opportunities event. Thanks, Congressman Kramer. Thanks for listening, folks. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob. We call on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.